Good morning, my students in JS3. Today, in physical and health education, we will be studying about drug usage, abuse, and effects in sports. That is, we'll be talking about the effects of using drugs to the point of its abuse in sports development. As usual, I would ask you or expect you to pay very close attention by listening attentively to all that I'll be sharing with you, and as well to attempt the questions that will be attached. And of course, you know how to send responses to the questions, either to this WhatsApp number or by bringing a hard copy to the school gates. Thank you. Like I said before, the topic is drug usage, abuse, and effects in sports. Now, drugs are simply chemical substances that one takes to enhance the performance of their body organs. And elsewhere, while you were in your junior classes, we explained that drugs come under three categories. We have what we call the mild drugs, drugs without effects. We also have what we call the psychosomatic drugs, or what we call the hard drugs. And then we have the drugs with temporary effect. These are drugs that kind of excite you for a while, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, and their effect leaves you. These are the three categories of drugs. But then, let's look at what we are saying. We said drug usage, abuse, and effects in sports. Of course, when sportsmen and women engage in their activities, they will definitely come in contact with some drugs, maybe to relieve pain, maybe to treat injuries, or maybe to keep themselves fit. But we must know that there are certain drugs that the World Sports Association classify as performance-enhancing drugs, PED. These are the drugs that every sports personnel ought to be very careful about, because they are seen to enhance ability. Meanwhile, sports is just for you to use your normal skills and ability, not to enhance it through one drug or the other. Therefore, drugs that come under this category are seen to be doping. That means cheating, drugs that help sportsmen and women to cheat. And in the laws that guide sports, most of these drugs come with a penalty. When somebody is diagnosed, they find out that somebody has used any of these PEDs, the person is subjected to a kind of punishment, either ban for a period of time or outright loss of whatever competitions that the person had won. They are deprived of such trophies. So, drugs should be taken carefully. Now, when it comes to abuse, drug abuse simply refers to abnormal use of drugs, taking drugs without the proper required dosage, either above or below. Now, when sports persons take drugs, especially for the purpose of enhancing their ability, it becomes drug abuse. And sometimes these drugs, they are packaged alongside with their feeding. The drugs are added to what they eat, so that it will come up with what it was intended to do, which is to enhance them to do better. Some notable sports personnel have been deprived of what they actually won. Somebody like Carl Lewis was deprived. Frank Fredericks of Mozambique. I think I know of about two other Jamaicans too, who were deprived of the things they won because they were found to have taken some of these performance enhancing drugs. Now, of course, the effect of drugs in sports is that, like we have been saying all along, one is it can enhance people's performance. So they actually perform better beyond their normal abilities as a result of the influence of the drugs, which is seen as cheating. Two, it could also destroy internal body organs like the kidney, the liver. Three, it also brings disrepute to the organization of the sports in question. Sometime 2 years ago, the entire Russian athletes were banned from participation because they were found to have generally cheated in athletics, and they were banned from participating in athletics. Also, the use of drugs has also brought some kind of evil nomenclature. It has made people who ordinarily would have done better to be seen as people who cannot do well, while those who ordinarily couldn't have attained success, high level success, because they cheated by taking drugs or getting access to drugs, they've done better. I think we are seeing from this point that drug usage, abuse, and effects in sports has its negative effect. And generally, we know that when drugs are abused, it could lead to death. We also know that when drugs are abused, it could lead to violence. And these are the things that could happen to sportsmen and women when they engage in drugs, high-level drugs intake. Of course, you see that some of them will turn out to become violent people in life. We hear cases of people who ordinarily, as sportsmen and women, shouldn't fight on the streets. And because they are always on drugs, they do not keep to such strict rules. Also, drugs could damage the brain. It could make somebody to start acting like a madcap. Drugs as well could lead to poverty. Sports actually pays well. But some persons, when they stop being active in sports, they come back to poverty. Why? Possibly they have spent their money, the money that they received in the intake of drugs, and it has brought them back to penury. So drug use can actually create negative effects in sports and in the life of those who engage in it. Now, for the question that we are going to ask, first, define drugs. Define drug abuse. State four effects of drug abuse in sports. And send your replies between now and the 29th of May, either as a soft copy to this WhatsApp number or to the security post at the school. That's a hard copy of, handwritten hard copy of it. Thank you very much for listening to me.